Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 149. Farewell, Epcot.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hello, and welcome to Memory 149 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, as you're hearing this, I should be sitting on a beach in Florida, enjoying the last moments of summer. As I've mentioned, no Disney trip this time, but we've still got many memories to pull from. So let's get back to our day so we can maybe move on to something else soon. Sadly, all good things must come to an end, and today we'll wrap up our final memory of Epcot from March of 2014. It's been a great day, and I hope that listening to these memories has flooded your mind with visions of your trips to Epcot. For those of you just joining us, we are spending what has been a rainy day at Epcot in early March of 2014. It's Flower and Garden Festival, but the crowds are light, a 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com. And the rain from the morning has given way to a beautiful evening. In Memory 148, we caught a showing of Illuminations Reflections of Earth from the Morocco Pavilion. We'll join the memory as the last firework has fired, and again, we're going to do some more catching up with our friends as the music plays. I'm going to cut a bunch of that out so you don't have to worry about listening to us just jabber on for a while. But finally, we'll start heading towards the exit. That's what today's show is really about. And unfortunately, the rain has started back up and we've pulled out our ponchos to try and stay as dry as we possibly can. We'll walk our way around, starting in Morocco, passing through France, UK, and Canada. And then we'll make our way through Future World and out of the park. Sadly, the night will end, and we'll have to climb into our car and begin our one-hour drive back to Clearwater, Florida, in peace as the children and grandparents sleep in the back. So I can't say enough about Epcot. Walt Disney World is a magical place, but to me, Epcot is so unique and special. And with such a focus on culture, it's just different than all the other parks in my mind. I hate having to say goodbye to any of the parks at the end of a memory-filled day, but you have to know that it's coming to an end at some point. Thankfully, I know I'll get to return again someday, and in between, you know, I'm going to fill some of my time with podcasts like this one or others, you know, that help me remember things fondly. So how do you keep the magic alive as your trip to Walt Disney World comes to an end? What are your favorite ways to avoid those post-Walt Disney World blues? You know, please come share with all of us, and while you're at it, please leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up those search results list, or maybe mention us on a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. And finally, if you'd like to help support the podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like, and don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we enjoy one last hurrah in Epcot.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're parked over here, so see you later,
I'll
dude.
See you, bro. It's great to see you.
Bye, guys.
Say bye.
Good guy.
Bye, guys.
Bye, sweetheart. Susie, you give everybody hugs?
Where's Gio?
He's right here. Give him a hug.
Aww.
Bye. Unless it's keeping you warm. I think so. Yeah. Yeah, he up and down. Susie, do you want to sit down? We've got a long walk ahead. You good? She's a big girl now. Hang out with the big boys. Why? You watching him?
We had one of those ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, was it any good?
I noticed you didn't come over and share it with us.
That was conveniently. Oh, it wasn't finished.
What kind of ice cream did you put on it?
I put coconut something. And then I put raspberry on it, sauce on it.
Yeah.
Dad liked it.
You didn't?
I thought he would like it.
So what kind of... Oh, I didn't see this. Hey, Susie. Come see, Susie. It's a sand sculpture.
Disney nature fair.
You think you can make a sand sculpture like that, Susie? Get you enough sand and water?
Is that what it is, sand?
Yeah.
They must have lacquered it or something.
I think they probably... Yeah, they had to have put something over top of it, but you can see the imperfections and stuff. There's crumbs and such down there. I mean, I guess they could have imported something, dropped it there, and then thrown a bunch of sand around it to make it look like this.
I think in the mall across the street from us, they did.
Yeah.
An enormous sand sculpture, which is really incredible.
They did one in Louisville when it flooded, didn't they? I want to say... A few years ago, like, we had a river flooding or something.
Anyway, we did that. And then he said, well, I wanted some pastry, and I said, well, let's go find pastries.
Did you find them? They were back inside by the movie theater.
We found it back there, and we got a Napoleon.
Okay.
And shared that.
It's like an eclair, right? Do we want to go through? Let's go out the straight, maybe. I don't know.
Have we reserved pastry. A strawberry Napoleon at the German restaurant before?
No. Oh, it's like a layer cake or something, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that was good. We just got our hands washed up and walked outside and
boom.
Down went the door. So we had just made it.
Yeah, if you walked out at 9 o'clock, you were right there.
And we heard this big boom, and the order started, so we zipped right out, and we found chairs and sat there and watched most of it. We decided when they were doing the the globe across again. I said, well, let's walk down to Morocco because we knew we were right there.
Yeah.
So that we wouldn't be, you wouldn't be wondering what happened to us.
So which do you like better, Susie? Did you like the Magic Kingdom on Tuesday, or do you like Epcot?
Both.
That's my girl. Who's got the better fireworks?
Oh, we never did the...
Both.
We never did what?
Spaceship Earth. It's pretty uncomfortable, though, honestly.
Giovanni.
Why are they blinking?
Tell me about what?
About what, Ray?
Mission Space. That's a different one, Susie.
Yeah. I bet he's ridden it, though.
Oh, I'm sure they have. Susie, I'm proud of you for doing a bunch of things that you haven't done before. That are probably a little more scary. You did really well. That's it. We'll have to talk to Grandpa Spike about all the stuff that you got to do. Good night,
guys.
Good night.
Thinking Grandpa Spike's a little tired today.
I'm not saying tonight.
I'm just saying.
We'll have to do a FaceTime. FaceTime. Ah. Skype. This is how I like to do Epcot. When I would come here, I'd watch the fireworks like from Canada. They'd finish, bam. All right, stand up and then meander my way all the way around the long way to the other side. Mm-hmm. And then walk out, because by the time you get down to here, you know, it's not nearly as crowded.
Yeah.
But if you try and walk with the crowds as they're exiting, because everybody gets bottlenecked right into this tiny area. Now.
This is like for the fireworks. We were able to get chairs right by the rail.
Yeah.
We saw two of them, one of them over here and one of them over here, and so we just went and grabbed them and put them together.
No, they just do that. Some of my fish and chips. We didn't really eat anything. Oh! Hey, Susie!
Watch them. Is that all they're
doing? I don't know. I guess they just forgot to turn the music on, but they're actually doing a show. Hey, Dad, move over. Let's just watch for a little bit. No, to your right. Hey, hold on. Dad. There's super ones. This would have been a great one if you could hear it. There are the big ones again.
So they play music to it?
They usually play music. It was doing it as it cuts off the air. You hear the air.
Yeah. The last thing you went up in ball.
Usually every time I come to this park, but Tracy didn't want it.
Oh.
Yep. Are you ready, Two Shoes? No? Should we go to Pleasure Island? Go down to the nightclubs? No? Oh, we didn't see these guys. We ran right past them, didn't we? Look who's in front of us. Of course, the way Mickey's eyebrows are lit up. Oh, it's a butterfly. Did you see him? Daddy didn't see him. Oh.
Ladybug's on her hair.
Look on the ground.
What?
Well, run over there. Go.
Figure out why she was staring up.
Things you can do with fiber optics, huh? And that's the Disney difference.
What?
Why put fiber optics in the ground? Because we could. All right, who needs to go to the potty? There's a restroom
Susie,
right here.
Do you need to go potty?
Probably is a good idea to try real quick. No? You good? Alright. Yeah, I haven't drank enough water. Well, it's not nearly as hot.
Yeah, when you're not hot and sweating, you just don't think about it as much.
Bye. What's that? Oh, mom and dad's. How many more days you got left on yours? Your heels hurt? Me too. I had to clear them. Giant monolith. What?
Like the pyramids.
Yeah. Look. All the light. Look. Come here, Suze. Stand off to the side. Grandpa's blocking the part of it. Look at the ground. There's another one up there.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, there's another one up there.
Just whatever the mind can contrive, they go and do
that. Good night. Night.
Back to the 70s
Daddy's gonna take us off as soon as we get to the car. Yeah, we'll cross over. You can't.
Huh?
Well, I guess you could have. We have to cross by him, so. Whoops.
Now you gotta cross across the tree.
Yeah.
A little bit too far apart.
When did they put these ropes up? This is really weird. Yep, we'll cross over there.
We didn't realize we could exit over there, and then we didn't realize we'd be blocked in over here, so we're stuck until we can get out to the tram area.
And it looks like where those guys just crossed is what we'll do. Look up, Suze. Shoes off.
I want to take my feet off.
At least that was on tune. Goodness.
Is that actually a song? What were you
no.
singing?
If you make up the song, you can always be on tune. Yeah, well, there's nowhere to go over there yet. I think that's why they chain it. We're like 8 or 9. They're all this way, but just because of the angles of the cars.
They look like they're lined up this way right now.
You are definitely not driving home.
Yeah, because I'm
No?
We were close down here.
Are we that far back? I didn't think we were that far back. I thought we were like right in this area. I think maybe it's got the roof rack, it's got the wheels.
It's the only blue on the highway.
I can't see blue, but sure. Well, there could be people over at Magic Kingdom. With it being the monorail line? We used to do that all the time. That's what we would do. We'd start out in Epcot. Well, I mean, we wouldn't even stay for fireworks. You know, you'd ride rides till 5 or 6, hop on the monorail and get over to the Magic Kingdom and spend from 7 till 11 riding your favorite rides when all the kids are going home.
Yeah. And then it's easier to get out of here, come back here.
You guys want to sit up front, I'm going to change him again.
Yeah.
And her too.
Show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.